And good morning, everybody, and welcome again to another show called Taking Advantage of Medicare Advantage. I'm Skip Willis, and we have the Health Plan CEO for Medicare at United Healthcare in the studio with us this morning, Chris Abbott, who I don't know how he finds the time to do this, but you seem to be able to get here every week and sit in with us, so we appreciate that, Chris.
Well, it's my pleasure. I've spent a lot of time all around the state the last few weeks, so Oshkosh, Appleton, Sheboygan, Green Bay, and as long as it's not snowing, I'm a happy camper, happy to do it.
Well, we're glad you're here, and we look forward to hearing more about what you have to offer with United Healthcare right now. And before we even get started, I have to say that I am happy to announce to you that I am officially going to be a member now. Actually, not effective until the first of the year, but still, I'm going to be a member, and I am super delighted to be a part of all of this for the first time. I mean, I've been talking about it for a long time, and now we're going to do it.
Well, Skip, I'm so glad you pulled the trigger on it. Would love to hear kind of more about your experience, because I think it'll really resonate with your listeners, that the experience you had, and certainly want to talk about all the great benefits that we bring with AARP Medicare Complete and the entire portfolio of plans we have in this part of the state.
There's a lot of things that you have to digest, and we're going to give you a number that you can call right here locally. It's actually an 800 number, but you'll get somebody, and they'll get an agent sent over to your house. We'll give you a website, too, so get ready to take that down. You might even want to jot down a question or two you might want to ask an agent as we go through the show today. But you do make it really easy. I did call, and I did get an agent, Steve Jerschley.
Right. I know Steve.
Steve was a good guy. He was very, very helpful. He called right away. He came over, and we had a lot of questions. You know, there's a lot of different opportunities and different plans within the Medicare Advantage system from United Healthcare. So we had quite a few questions. I think my wife had more than I did because I kind of understood it. But
I'd like to think by now, Skip, we've been talking about this for a couple of years. You should have the basics down.
I knew how good the plan was, but my wife was amazed at how good it was because she's heard some of the shows, but not listened to them, you know, intently. And that's why I hope you'll, you know, if you're just starting to listen now, I hope you'll get a hold of somebody who's of age to take advantage of this. Anybody that's on Medicare with Part A and Part B, certainly eligible to take advantage of what you're offering.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. You just have to be have Medicare Part A and Part B and live here in the area where United Healthcare has a plan. We're very proud of the fact that this year not only are we continuing AARP Medicare Complete and AARP Medicare Complete Value with very few changes. In fact, some of the changes we've made have been positive, like lowering premium and improving some of the co-payments. But we have our plan choices now in additional counties. So if you're listening to us kind of more towards the west in Wausau, we have our complete portfolio of HMO products out in that part of the state as well now.
Well, when you talk about that, you're talking about the networks, too. The people that live in these areas want to go to the same doctor that they've been going to, or they want to go to the same specialist or whatever it might be. I don't think there's any other plan that covers it more than the Medicare Advantage plans from United Healthcare.
Well, we're very proud of the fact that we spend a great deal of time and energy building great relationships with all of the healthcare systems on this side of the state. So if you're on the east half, literally the east half of Wisconsin, from the Illinois border to Michigan, we have all of the hospitals and the healthcare systems that operate those hospitals. So here in the Fox Valley area, it starts literally from Oshkosh to Appleton. We have ThetaCare. We are going to continue to have Affinity Medical Group. We have Aurora Healthcare. Those are kind of the three main systems in this part of the state. But whether you go into Milwaukee, where we have Freightert and the Medical College, whether you go into Green Bay, where we have Bellin and Prevea, you can be assured when you're with United Healthcare in one of our Medicare Advantage plans, all of the facilities we've been talking about will be part of our network. And again, I know here in the Fox Valley in particular this year, there's a kind of a lot of swirl about what's going on and does my plan have the physicians and the hospitals I want to go to. So at United Healthcare, you're guaranteed access to ThetaCare's facilities. You don't have to wonder whether they'll be covered out of network or anything like that. And we know a lot of our friends and neighbors who use Network Health Plan, that's a big issue for them this year, is ThetaCare is not part of their network. At UnitedHealthcare, they are part of our network, just like Aurora is, just as Affinity Medical Group, St. Elizabeth's, Mercy. All of them are in the network. You don't have to worry if you're in a United Healthcare plan.
And that was what was explained to us, that really you can almost go anywhere without worrying about it. So you're really covered in that way. Plus, it's traveling, and we are traveling more, and that's one of the things that came up when Steve was over. We're traveling to Florida a lot more because our grandkids are down there with our son and daughter-in-law, and we want to make sure that we're covered that way, and this travels with you.
It does travel with you in two important ways. I want to make sure, Skip, again, that all of your listeners understand is with AARP Medicare Complete on our portfolio of products is you're covered for urgent care anywhere in the United States. So if you're taking your grandkids to Disney World in Orlando and you trip and sprain your ankle, urgent care visit, it's covered. It's a $40 copay. Again, one of those things that's not changing. We're going to continue to cover emergency care anywhere in the United States, but also anywhere in the world for the same $75 all-inclusive copayment when you go into the emergency room. And if you're admitted to the hospital because of an emergency, we're going to continue to cover you exactly the same way, $295 a night, just like you are whether you're in Oshkosh or Appleton. And that's anywhere in the world. Part of the strength of AARP Medicare Complete. Now, the other thing we do, because we're the largest provider of Medicare Advantage plans here in Wisconsin, across the country, is as a UnitedHealthcare client, you have access to our networks anywhere else we have AARP Medicare Complete. So, Skip, I know you told me about where you go in Florida, and we have great networks in that part of Florida. You turn on your passport with us, and you can access those providers there. You're paying the same copayment as if you'd never left Oshkosh. That's how strong we are.
All right. So that's just peace of mind for people that will be traveling. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that live here in the summertime and live in Florida for a few months in the winter.
You're right.
They're all covered like that, whether it's here or in Arizona or wherever the snowbirds may go.
And they're usually going to someplace warm. So we're proud of the network that we have across the country.
I'm going to give you a number to call to get a hold of an agent so you can talk about this. 877-699-5710. 877-699-5710. Is the number, or you can go online, aarpmedicareplans.com, and kind of take a look at the plans for yourself. But I think the best thing is to get an agent to come over, like we had Steve over, and he brought over three different plans.
Good.
They were. I think he knew kind of where we were going. There might be even more than that, but he brought over the three. We've talked about this before on the show, the large, the medium, and the small. I think is a good way to say it, kind of. Different plans for different premiums that you would pay monthly.
That's right. And we actually – that was just kind of the first three that he offered again, because I'm sure he asked you some important questions.
He did, yeah.
And there was others he had in his briefcase that he could have pulled out based on your needs. So we also have PPO plans that give you more flexibility to see any willing physician as you travel around the country and still provide financial protection. So again, this is why it's so important to sit down with an agent. If you like, again, we have community meetings. We have resource centers throughout the Fox Valley area where you can drop in and listen. But the important thing is for you to get a straight answer about what you need. Who's in the network for you as a Medicare Complete member? How much premium you want to pay, how much premium and benefits do you need? Do you want and need the extra services we have? So, again, the example is, you know, our hearing aid benefits, our fitness club membership, the fact that some of our plans have dental coverage in them as well, all part of the decision process to make sure you have the right plan for 2017.
There's so many different things that you have to think about, and one of them that he brought up for us was and one of the nice things about the plan, I guess before I even get to what he brought up, was that in each one of these plans, you open up to a certain page, and it just goes right down, and it lists all the, I guess they'd be benefits.
Correct.
And they're just one after another. So you can say, in this plan, you get these benefits, in this plan, you get these, and in this plan, you get these. And they vary a little bit different in hospital stays, but all of them cover hospital stays.
Right.
They cover physicals. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
So all of our HMO plans cover mostly the same things. The only difference between our HMO plans is some have dental built in, others don't. Otherwise, they all cover the same services. They all have the same benefits. The question is kind of the relationship between how much premium you want to pay and then what your co-payments are when you go to the doctor or go into the hospital. So this is the normal process of selecting your coverage, whether it's Medicare Advantage or Medicare Supplement, is understanding your exposure when you get care, understanding the protection that you have and the premium amount that you have to pay in order to get that level of protection. So this is why we have plans that have zero premium, and we have what we call AARP Medicare Complete Premier, which has a much higher level of protection, but the premium is higher. It's a $76 premium.
Yeah, but still, that's very affordable when you think about, you know, some people and I'm not sure, I'm still kind of confused on all the terminology, but some people like to pay every month, like in a supplement, I think, is what we're talking about there, right, where you're paying a certain larger amount?
Well, Medicare Advantage plans that do have a premium, it's a monthly premium. Mm-hmm. So our main flagship program here in the Valley is AARP Medicare Complete. The premium is actually going down. So it's going to be lower for next year. It'll be a $26 premium.
Yep.
But you get a higher level of benefit, and primarily this is about the amount of financial protection. So your out-of-pocket maximum is lower when you pay a premium. The other thing that's significantly lower is your hospital copayment. So as an example, so we have three plans, zero premium, $26, $76. The difference when you go to the hospital makes this really, really clear. With a zero plan premium, when you go to the hospital, the copayment is $395 a night.
Mm-hmm.
The $26 premium plan, it's $295 a night. And then the $76 premium plan, it's $195 a night. So you can see the difference is, the difference between how much you pay in premium and what you'll pay when you access care.
And I see now that's why it's so important that you sit down and talk to an agent who can go through all of these different benefits in each one of these plans so that you find the one that's best for you. Because if you're ill or if you have a history of being ill or going to the hospital, the little better plan might be better for you, right?
Exactly.
You would know that. You'd talk that over. With your agent, you talk it over with your family and try to say, well, that would be better because we do end up in the hospital once a year or twice a year with something.
Right.
If you're pretty healthy and you don't go to the hospital, maybe another plan fits you a little bit better. And the agent, what I really liked about it was they walked through every one of the benefits right in our kitchen, sitting at the table. Walked through every one of the benefits of each one of the plans and really weighed them out for us and said, well, here, think about this and think about this. And, you know, we ended up making a really good decision, I think, based on what we needed.
And that's exactly why I'm so proud to have agents like Steve as part of our program. Their job really is to help you make sure you're making a good decision that makes good sense, you understand it, and you're comfortable. Part of the power of working with United Healthcare, we have nearly 1,000 trained, appointed, licensed agents here in Wisconsin who can sit down and have that conversation with you right now. Because remember, right now, this is the Medicare annual open enrollment period. So it runs from October 15th through to December 7th. So it's really important that you don't kind of put this decision off. I know everybody's thinking about who they're going to vote for. That's taking a lot of time and energy.
Right.
But you really need to make sure you're taking the time and energy to make sure you're voting correctly for your health care coverage and the agent helping you go through that process best way.
Let me give you the number so that you can call and get an agent, because what we talk about here can be confusing. I mean, it is to me, and I talk about it with you just about every week in the fall, and it's still confusing, although I feel like I've gotten to see the light now that I, now that I know where we're going. But here's the number, 877-699-5710, 877-699-5710. 1-800-699-5710. It's that simple. Call that number. They'll get it all set up for you to have an agent come over. And there's no obligation. They'll go through this. If you don't like what you see, you don't have to do anything. But
right.
I think you'll like it. Or you can go to AARPMedicarePlans.com to see what they offer, too, and read it for yourself before. But it's really better to sit down and have somebody walk you through it step by step and benefit by benefit each one of the plans so that you find out exactly what will work best for you. Let's go to some of the things that are in those plans, though. Skilled nursing. There's hearing aids. There's vision. I don't know where you want to pick up there, Chris, but wherever you'd like to.
Well, probably be good just to kind of quickly make sure everyone's clear on all the important things that are covered right out of the starting blocks. So we're going to cover primary care, physician care, the co-payments, not changing on that one. We're going to continue to cover specialist care. Excuse me. That copayment isn't changing. And again, depending on which plan you select, those amounts will be slightly different. We're going to continue to cover you when you go in the hospital. So that admission to the hospital, hugely important that you have that coverage. It's going to continue to be that all-inclusive copayment amount. And again, depending on which plan, how many days, that's, again, it's a couple days difference between the plans, so to speak. Again, why it's important to meet with an agent. We're going to continue to cover skilled nursing care. So let me take a moment around skilled nursing care because I get more and more questions about this.
Mm-hmm.
Skilled nursing care is medically necessary care that you're getting after you've been typically in the hospital, but you're not ready to go home yet. So this is kind of in a nursing home-like setting, but it's skilled medical care. Under traditional Medicare, you have to have been in the hospital for 3 days before Medicare will cover it. What we do at United Healthcare, in fact, we've done it for years, is we waive that requirement. So there's no requirement to stay in the hospital 3 days before we're going to cover skilled nursing. And the reason is really important because more and more people are actually having procedures, they're having operations on an outpatient basis.
Mm-hmm.
So that even includes things like heart surgery, joint replacement. And with traditional Medicare, skilled nursing wouldn't be covered at all. You'd have to pay that out of your pocket. The other thing that's happening increasingly is even when people are admitted to the hospital, they're less likely to actually be in there 3 days. So we have continued to waive this. We're going to continue to do it in 17. We're going to make sure you're protected if you need skilled care. That's, again, part of – we think it's important to make sure you're protected.
All right. So that's – and those are the kinds of things that they will walk through with you. Step by step, you can ask any question you want. You'll find out how easy it is. I guess I was amazed at that. There's the three programs, and there's some things that are dramatically different, and then in other things, it's pretty close. I mean, you know, there's not a lot of big discrepancy from the zero plan premium to the $76 plan premium outside of hospital stay money and that kind of stuff, but. Those are things that you have to decide for yourself where it fits best in your life.
It really is, because one of the things we know is Medicare is not one size fits all. So even when you've been comfortable with a plan for 2016, you do need to stop and take a look at on what's going on in your life. Is your health care and your needs may be changing. So again, as you were saying earlier, you may know you're looking forward to additional services next year. Which means you might want to shift your coverage to a plan that helps you better manage the financial parts of that, as well as make sure you have the access that you want. United has very much focused on our HMO plan. It allows us to really bring the strongest package together. And in the Valley, where we have all of the hospitals in the network and all of the healthcare system medical groups, choosing where you have to go then gets kind of taken off mm-hmm. the table. We do offer PPO plans for, again, if you travel a great deal or wanted to be able to, you know, to go to another state for care. Sometimes I meet people who want to be able to go to Mayo or they want to go to Cleveland Clinic. No problem. We have plan choices for that as well. We continue to have some of the strongest Medicare supplement plans in the market, as well as a whole range of Medicare Part D products. So if you're on Medicare, let me be so bold as to say, if you're on Medicare, United Healthcare has a plan option that will help you and will meet your needs.
Yeah, and is going to keep some money in your pocket. Let's talk a little bit about Part D, because we did go through that with Steve, the agent, Steve Jerschley. I want to thank him for coming over, but we went through that, found out that there's only a few in our house, only a few things. I have some eye drop issues with my eyes, so I need some certain eye drops. Those were covered. My wife just takes one, I don't even know what it was, and she checked right away, and that's covered. But, I mean, she's not even eligible yet. She's still got a year to go or two. But,
okay.
You know, we just wanted to see. But you do have really great drug Part D coverage.
Well, we've put a lot of energy into our prescription drug benefits because it's very, very clear to us this is where most of our members are interacting with healthcare on nearly a daily basis is their prescription drug medicine. So some of the great news with AARP Medicare Complete, those co-payments you're paying at the initial coverage period, so Tier 1 or Tier 2 or Tier 3, those are not changing. They're going to continue to be $2 co-payment for Tier 1 at the local pharmacy, $11 for Tier 2, $45 for Tier 3. But, you know, the benefit that I've been most impressed with that people seem to really love and we're working to protect is our mail order service through our OptumRx preferred pharmacy. Tier 1 and Tier 2 will continue to be zero co-payment for a 90-day supply. Comes to your home, no charge for the shipping. You're really going to appreciate that one in February when it's cold and snowy. Zero co-payment, Tier 1, Tier 2, right to your door for a 90-day supply.
Yeah, it's a really incredible coverage they have there. We're talking with Chris Abbott, who's the health plan CEO for Medicare at United Healthcare, and he knows all of the answers to the questions. I don't even know some of the questions to ask, but I do have to say that I was greatly impressed. I just on a personal note, I told my sister, who is just getting eligible, her and her husband are just eligible to do this, and they live in Minnesota, and they said, "Oh, that sounds so good." I was trying to explain to them all, and they're not lucky enough to have it. I mean, we should feel really good if you're living in this part of Wisconsin or in the state of Wisconsin that we have opportunities to get into a really good plan like this from United Healthcare.
Well, it is. We're pleased and proud of being able to provide Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement products for people here in Wisconsin. We're the largest provider in the state. It's just amazing how much people have chosen our plan and they're pleased with it. And I work very hard to make sure people can continue to do that. There are Medicare Advantage choices in Minnesota. So please tell your sister to make sure if she wants to find out, if anyone wants to find out what plans are available, you can actually go to Medicare.gov. And there is a plan finder tool, and you put in your zip code, and it'll show you what the plan choices are. You can do that here as well. So there's some great tools to find the right tool for you.
Everybody should know that. And I didn't want to say they didn't have insurance at all in Minnesota, but she was very disappointed that she's, well, that sounds like such a good plan that you have. And it is. You know, when we first started this, Chris, when we first talked about it, my feeling was, and you had that conversation with a lot of people, too good to be true. It's that kind of a plan.
I remember that conversation. I won't say how many years ago, but you and I have been working together a long time, and I remember your reaction, and you took a lot of time even then to really kind of vet we were doing at United Healthcare. And during that time frame, we've grown tremendously, many more counties, many more members, many more plan choices.
Yep.
So we've the fact that you selected us, Skip, tells me I've been doing my job.
I know we made the right plan, and I have to tell you, too, several people, friends of ours who we live in a 55-plus area, so we have some people that are up there, and a lot of them came over. My wife was telling them that the person was coming over. She didn't tell them who. We were going to talk about looking at these plans. They came over, and they said, Skip, you guys, if you're going to be looking, you should be looking at that Medicare plan from United Healthcare, Medicare Advantage. That's the best one. So there's a whole bunch of people around us that have it. They know. You will, too. So here's the number, 877-699-5710. That will get you in touch with somebody that can be an agent. They will tell you about community meetings, which are great, because community meetings mean that you get to hear what other people maybe are asking that you didn't even think about asking.
Right. That is good example.
Yeah. So go and sit through a community meeting if you're – but you don't have a lot of time now. You only have until December 7th to get this done. So time's a-wasting every day.
You're right. You want to make sure you give yourself enough time to really review the plan choices so you make a good decision. And, again, I know some of the agents, folks like Steve, are booked weeks in advance at this point. So don't delay. Call now.
Yeah, it took about 2 weeks for him by the time we got a hold of him and got him over. So, yeah, it could take a little while. 877-699-5710. We're going to run out of time here, but I appreciate you coming in, Chris, again this week. We'll be back next week at this very same time here to talk more about these plans. Get your people together and gather them around the radio, and hopefully we answered some questions and made you say, I got to call 877-699-5710 and get an agent over, especially if you're the kids of a person that's able to do take advantage of these plans.
Absolutely. Happy to talk to any of you who help a loved one make their health care decision. Give us a call today.
All right, Chris, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next week. The benefit information provided is a brief summary, not a complete description of benefits. For more information, contact the plan. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, formulary, pharmacy network, premium, and or copayments, coinsurance may change on January 1st of each year. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium, if not otherwise paid for, under Medicaid or by a third party. AARP isn't an insurer and doesn't recommend products and encourages you to evaluate your needs.